From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After less than a year in office, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has some big ideas about changing the way things work in the state capitol. One that he's been touting is cutting back California's full-time legislature to part-time status. So far, he hasn't moved to take this matter to the people, but his words have inspired someone else to try, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger just signed his first budget as governor, nearly a month after the legal deadline, and following bruising battles with lawmakers of both parties. But in an interview with NPR, he said that wasn't the reason he wanted to cut back legislators' time on the job.
People are fed up. They're sick and tired of this guy just sitting here and wasting a lot of the time.
As evidence that California legislators waste time, Schwarzenegger cited what he sometimes calls the silly laws they pass.
We have important work to do here, but they're not doing that. They're sitting there, and I'm getting bills here about how to feed a goose. A bill for cleaning up the language of a bill we passed 2 years ago. And we go through those bills, and it is so absurd, a lot of them, so that if they only are here part-time, they will get down to real business.
Schwarzenegger's motto has been action, action, action ever since he ran for governor in the recall election. But he didn't start the recall. A man named Ted Costa did, circulating petitions that eventually resulted in the ouster of former Governor Gray Davis. Costa has now taken Schwarzenegger's recent words to heart and is collecting signatures to qualify an initiative that could make serving in the California legislature a part-time job.
The people of the state of California want that. They want it overwhelmingly, and we have to honor that.
At a news conference outside the Capitol, Costa explained that his measure would restrict the legislature to just 90 days in Sacramento, though that could be spread out over as much as 6 months. The idea, he said, is to get lawmakers to spend more time in their districts, to be closer to their constituents.
They owe their allegiance to the people in their districts, and we think it's very unhealthy for them to stay here year-round and rub elbows with all the special interests up here.
Voters have a dim view of lawmakers, according to polls, but a new survey out this week indicates that a majority oppose making the legislature part-time. Anyway, when it comes to part-time legislatures, California's been there and done that. Voters made the legislature a full-time operation in 1966, when they adopted an initiative by a 3-to-1 margin. Senate President Pro Tem John Burton's worked under both systems. He says a part-time legislature wouldn't make Schwarzenegger's life any easier.
He still needs the legislature to pass his bills. He still needs the legislature to pass his budget. I mean, unless he had a constitutional amendment making him the king and the pope and the czar combined, you know, there's no power grab. It just limits the number of days that the legislature's in session.
If California voters decided to do that, the state would be bucking the national trend. While many states do have part-time legislatures, most large states have gone to some form of full-time schedule, according to Carl Kurtz of the National Conference of State Legislatures.
Government's gotten more complicated. Life has gotten more complicated. But also the devolution of power from the federal government to the states in domestic policy has meant that the states have had to beef up their resources in order to govern effectively.
And effective government would be a casualty if California's lawmakers became part-timers, says Tim Hodson, the director of the Center for California Studies at the State University at Sacramento.
The so-called special interests are not going to become part-time. The bureaucracy is not going to become part-time. The governor is not part-time. It's only one branch of government, the legislature, which, whether you want to believe it or not, is the closest to the people.
And, says Hodson, a part-time legislature wouldn't even cut down on those silly laws the governor doesn't like.
Because legislators respond to their constituents. And when the seventh grade class in your district comes and has a bill to name the state soil, you're not going to say no.
Schwarzenegger has taken no position on Ted Costa's initiative, and it's uncertain if it will even make the ballot. That's because a political fact of life in California is that it takes about $1 million to gather enough signatures to qualify an initiative, and Costa acknowledges he has no funding. Of course, his petition to recall former Governor Gray Davis had no funding either, at first. And everyone, especially Arnold Schwarzenegger, remembers how that turned out. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.